Governor Patrick made the announcement Tuesday, standing in front of an empty 40-acre lot on Springfield's east side where the CNR Changchun Railway Vehicles Company has said it will build a $50 million factory, creating over 250 new construction and manufacturing jobs.
They are the premier manufacturer of transit and rail cars in the world, and they are looking to expand their business in North America, and they will do that right out of East Springfield, which is pretty exciting.
Executives of the Chinese company announced in Springfield last March plans to purchase the site of the former Westinghouse plant for a North American base of operations if it succeeded in landing the MBTA work. CNR submitted the lowest of six bids at $566.6 million to build 284 new subway cars to replace decades-old vehicles on the MBTA's red and orange lines. A formal vote to award the contract is scheduled for Wednesday by the MassDOT Board of Directors. There's been some criticism about the state doing business with a Chinese government-owned company because of human rights abuses in China.
The company was thoroughly vetted on financial performance issues and bases as well as those. I will say that my understanding is those issues have mainly been raised by unsuccessful competitors for the bid, and so I take some of that with a grain of salt. But the most important thing is that the employment, most of the employment overwhelmingly for this project, will happen right here in Massachusetts.
The MBTA stipulated as a condition of the contract that final assembly of the subway cars would have to take place in Massachusetts. Hyundai Rotem of South Korea had proposed to build a factory at another location in Springfield if it won the MBTA business. Other bidders did not publicly identify possible plant sites, but officials in Pittsfield had hoped to have the rail cars built at the former General Electric property.
They will be disappointed, and there was going to be some disappointment because there's competition for this. I think we got the right deal, the best deal for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And I live near Pittsfield. It's not so far that you can't come here to work.
Springfield city officials were almost giddy with excitement at Tuesday's announcement. Like many American cities during the last half century, Springfield has seen its manufacturing base that once supported the economy sharply erode. Mayor Dominic Sarno said Tuesday's announcement marks the start of a turnaround.
Spin-off effect to the vendors. They're going to need supplies, materials from bottom to the top, and that will trigger economic development.
The site for the railcar factory is right across the street from the headquarters of the Pioneer Valley AFL-CIO. Several union officials were on hand for the announcement, including John Scavato, business agent for Sheet Metal Workers Union Local 63.
This is absolutely wonderful. This is definitely the biggest thing. I consider it's the biggest thing that our local has seen.
Local officials expect construction of the factory to begin next year. The first new subway cars are to be delivered in 2019. The cars are to come off the assembly line at the rate of four per month. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.